Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. Every Wednesday right here on this program, that'd be The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Right around this time, we do a little Stock Up, Stock Down. Texans, of course, 1-3, finally getting in the win column this past Sunday against the Titans, now heading into Baltimore for Week 5. And that's what we're talking with the stocks this week. Starting with you, Clint Sterner. Old Dirty Red, what is your stock down? I want to get the negatives out of the way first. Stock down for the Houston Texans heading into Baltimore for Week 5.
I got a good one, and I feel pretty good about this. It's not easy to find a stock down after you go and you beat up on the lowly Tennessee Titans. But I got one that kind of dates back, I think. And we this is great coming on the heels of the D'Amico Ryans audio. Because he did exactly why I think this is why my stock down makes sense. I'm going to go with Tim Settle and Foley Fatakasi. If I'm Tim Settle and I'm Foley Fatakasi, I'm a big part of going out there and giving up 30 rushes for 169 yards to the Jacksonville Jaguars. No, it was Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, Tampa.
And since then, Ron, it seems like all everybody wants to talk about is Tommy Togai. I mean, if you're a D lineman right now and you are of that group that was thought to be kind of the first and second wave of defensive linemen to come in there, you have got to be fed up with Tommy. You got to be sick and tired of hearing about Tommy Togai and everything he does. He's always right. He does this right. And guess who we call on when we get ran through like mess through a goose? Guess who we call on? Tommy. So I got to go with them top two guys, top three or four guys if we're being honest. But Tim Settle and Foley Fatakasi, why ain't we talking about them boys when it comes to slowing down the run? Why ain't we talking about them boys when we're talking about hand placement and being where you're supposed to be and anchoring down and keeping from getting set in the lap of your linebackers? So I got to go stock down with them. I mean,
yeah, you might want to go back and check that Tampa Bay book tape. If you see why they're not talking about them.
Well,
boys,
no, I know I got a good feeling why. I mean, D'Amico's all but telling us, but boy, I tell you, man, their stock's got to be down because the other fellas appears to be sky high.
As I said, want to get these negatives out of the way first on a little stock up, stock down today on the Drive. Sterner, Hughley, we just got Sterner's stock down for the Texans heading into Week 5. We're on the show, Hughley. Stock down for you as you look at this Texans-Ravens matchup.
Yeah, we talked about it a little earlier in the show. If you missed it, check it out at 2 o'clock. Mine is Christian Kirk. Again, you know, week one, you fool me once. Week two, I don't know now, whatever George said. But his impact is not at all what I thought it would be.
You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Thanks, George. And not at all what they need it to be honest with you. And to me, there is nothing about Christian Kirk that would make me as a defensive coordinator feel like I need to loosen up any kind of coverage on Nico Collins. Now, hell, I guess if it's second and 33, I'll go man-to-man coverage, yeah, bump and run here with no help behind me, but whatever. But there's nothing that is being done around Nico Collins that makes me scream, I need to loosen up coverage. And Christian Kirk, I will give some grace with the injury, because hamstring, obviously, for him, that there may be a mental thing to get over that, or he may be sore. Who knows? Hopefully in the next few weeks, we see a more...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously,
hey,
and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Improved version of Christian Kirk that has more impact to the team, but right now his impact is not at anywhere close to where they need it to be.
The speculation.
We got them negatives out of the way. You are listening to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every Wednesday right around 3:30 p.m. Right now, right around this time, we do Stock Up, Stock Down. Now on to those positives heading into week five for the Texans. Sticking with you, Ron, the show, what is your stock up for the Texans as they head into Baltimore?
Well, Tyler, there's a lot of places to go. Woody Mark seems to be the clear one. I see a lot of people texting that one in. But Clint mentioned him, and I'm with him. Tommy Togiai. They have been struggling big time, you know, to find consistency up there, and it really came to a head in the Tampa game. And I'm certain Clint, Tommy wasn't active for that game. He's now been active for the Jacksonville game and then the Tennessee game. And, you know, it's hard not to see 072 out there kind of making an impact. And it's weird. They talked about him so glowingly during training camp. It's almost a surprise that they said the first 2 weeks they weren't going to have him active. Now he's been active, and he has been. I think there's an argument to, you know, Edwards Jr., Tim Settle, Foley, all the guys you named up there, that he is the most consistent player up there. He actually gets a push from the inside on pass rush downs as well. He's been really good. And since this is stock up, stock down, I think his playing time is going to continue to rise with the way he's been playing.
That's right.
Stock up, stock down. Put a lid on this thing for us, Dirty Red. Clint Sterner, what is your stock up for the Texans heading into Baltimore, sir?
I can't go with anybody but one man, and that is Dalton Schultz. The hell I gave this man, the expectations that are placed upon him when he came down 45 from Dallas to Houston, had a decent little first year, wet the bed last year. It was rough. And it was rough to start this year. It was rough at times in training camp. To go out and execute the way he executed this past Sunday, every time I see a highlight or every time I turn the film back on to check something, 86 jumps off. And the effort, the energy, the physicality, the want to, the no quit, the all of that stuff is absolutely beautiful. And boy, does this team ever need it. Three of the top four tight ends, he being the fourth of the top guys, not fourth in order, but four tight ends with this team, him being the only one healthy, can't come out of the game, needs to stay in the game. The offensive line being retooled, he's a guy that needs to be the tip of the spear when it comes to showing extra physicality and being better than expected. Big, big, big weekend for Dalton Schultz. I don't know that his stock, for me personally, I don't know that his stock's ever been higher as a Texan.
And listen, Clint, obviously we know D'Amico and Nick Cayley and all of them, they watch the film hell more than we do, watch the tape more than we do, and know the player and see it. I think it's a clear thing we learned on Sunday, maybe even before that, is, hey, man, get this guy involved early. And then the other parts of his game, you know, I think he will show a level of interest in as well. And sometimes it looked like he didn't even seem to be interested in the physical part of the game. And then, as you said, he did not a good job just for, a Dalton Schultz. He did a good job from a tight end perspective in terms of setting the edge and then going and get guys. So get him involved in all ways. All right, coming up as we continue here on the drive, we heard from D'Amico Ryans earlier. Now we will hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud. He had his best game of the season Sunday. We'll hear him ahead of this Baltimore Ravens game coming up next.